It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a large but shallow lake of water was found under the surface of Mars. We'll find out what this discovery could mean for the future of Mars exploration and for life on other planets in our solar system. First, the latest deadline to reunite families separated at the border was yesterday, but hundreds of children are still in the government's custody. There were reports of chaotic and confusing scenes, and it comes after the government had a rocky time attempting to reunite hundreds of younger children 2 weeks ago. Nick Miroff covers immigration enforcement and national security for The Washington Post. He's been following this story. He joins us now to talk about it. Nick, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, yesterday was the latest deadline for the administration for reunifying these families. What is the administration saying about how successful they were? How are they making the case that they've met this court order?
Well, they, without coming out completely and saying that they fully met the deadline, they are saying that they complied with the judge's order, which was essentially to reunite all the families that were eligible because there weren't any, say, red flags or problems with their cases. And that could be, for example, that the parent had a serious criminal record or there were doubts about the relationship of the parent and the child or some other factor. Basically, the judge told them, find everybody who has, you know, uncomplicated cases, the kind of the cases that can be quickly resolved, and put them back together as soon as possible.
Can you give us a sense of the numbers that fit that category versus those who didn't?
Sure. The government identified 2,551 children that were potentially going to be reunited through this process. And as of yesterday, they had discharged 1,820 of those children from government shelters, and about 1,400 of those were going to be reunited with parents who were basically held in immigration detention centers. And in most of those cases, those families would be reunited in the detention centers. And then unless the parent had a final order of deportation, then the families would likely be released with some kind of, would the parent have some kind of ankle monitor or some other form of supervision.
Right. One of the questions, and we've talked to you about this before, is it's apparently illegal to detain the parent and the kid for too long in a detention center, right? There has to be some solution other than detaining all of them.
That's right. This is the challenge that the government runs up against because of previous court rulings, that essentially you can't have children in long-term detention. So the government is really limited to holding family groups up to 20 days, and then if it's not in a family, a licensed family approved, you know, a facility like that, then they're only supposed to have children in their custody for 72 hours. So this is one of the things that the administration is working very hard to change going forward, and sees as a target to try to meet its enforcement goals.
Let's follow those families that have been reunited now. As you say, they're being released often with some kind of monitoring. What are their next steps? What are they doing now?
Well, some of those families are going to go into these family detention centers. If they do have a deportation order of some kind, the government wants to get them out of the United States as quick as possible. The ACLU, the plaintiff in this class action case, is asking the judge to stop these deportations for at least 7 days. And he, this is Judge Sabra in Southern California, is expected to rule on that motion today. So if he upholds the stay of removal, as it's called, then these families will have more time to, once reunited, to discuss their options. And if they want to try to pursue a different legal course, then in many cases they will be given, you know, some kind of monitoring, an ankle bracelet or something like that, and that they would be released from custody and assigned a court date when they would have to go and plead their case.
And they're making the case for some kind of asylum status then?
That's
for
right.
The most part?
In many cases, these are families who have filed an asylum claim saying that they were fleeing dangerous violence back in Central America in most cases, because of some kind of a threat to their lives or the death of a relative. And as we know, the Trump administration believes that the vast majority of those claims are frivolous. They see them as economic migrants. They are also trying to crack down on these kinds of asylum claims because the backlog of these cases has grown so great that it can be several years before they're finally adjudicated.
And as these families are reunited, there have been reports of very emotional scenes, parents getting back together with the kids. What kind of stories have you heard about?
Well, that's right. I mean, all of this is being done on a fairly, ad hoc basis. So you can imagine these are parents who are being released from immigration detention facilities where they've been held for several weeks, if not months, and have only, in some cases, had limited contact with their children. And they're taken out of custody. They are brought to brought back with their children. Sometimes the reunions are happening, very late at night and under very stressful circumstances. So you can imagine the emotional scenes.
Nick Miroff is with us from the Washington Post. Yesterday was the deadline for family reunification of many parents and children separated at the U.S. border. Nick, let's get into the families now that haven't been reunified. You talked about some of the reasons for that. What do we know about how many are in those different categories? Ones with some sort of criminal evidence, ones who they can't prove that the parent is actually the parent of a child, and other cases.
That's right. So out of these 2,500 or so children, the government said last night that they had 711 who were determined to be ineligible for reunification, at least at this point. Now, the biggest group of those are 430 parents who have been deported already, and this is going to be one of the key points going forward in the case, because the plaintiff, the ACLU, wants the judge to force the government to lay out a plan for how it will track down those parents, in many cases in Central America, and return their children to them. So out of those 711 children who are still in government custody, there's another, say, 100 or so, 150 whose parents' files are still being reviewed. And then there were 120 parents who waived their right to reunification with their child, and in many of those cases, the parents had made a decision that that their children would go to another relative here in the United States, giving that child a chance to pursue a separate legal claim distinct from that of their parents.
The ACLU has raised objections that in some cases where parents signed off waiving their rights to stay with their children and then facing deportation themselves, they may not have understood what they were signing.
That's right. So the government insists that all the 400 or more parents who have been deported already agreed to be deported without their children. And the ACLU, in its case, filed affidavits this week with the testimonies of more than a dozen attorneys who conducted interviews in a lot of these detention centers and got story after story of parents who weren't sure what they were signing, weren't sure what they were agreeing to, thought that the forms they were signing were forms to return their children. And the picture that emerges is just one of general confusion. And it's also a reminder that many of these migrants are folks who don't have very advanced educations, and in many cases they were indigenous Guatemalans who have limited Spanish or no Spanish skills at all and speak another language.
So what happens next with all those kids who haven't been reunited with parents?
Well, they're in government shelters, and the Office of Refugee and Resettlement, Refugee Resettlement from Health and Human Services, is supposed to look for another adult who could take custody of that child. In some cases, they're going to be relatives who are already living in the country. But there will be another group of children, we don't know how many, who are likely to remain in some kind of foster care situation for long term. So we'll know more in the coming weeks how many children we're talking about, but I think we can expect that the government is going to be working on this for a while.
You've already touched on this a bit, but what loose ends are there for Judge Sabra now to still rule on?
Well, again, the ACLU wants a 7-day stay on these deportations that the government is trying to carry out on families that have now been reunited. And I think the ACLU is also looking for the judge to lay out his expectations going forward for what the government will do, and also to maybe give an indication of his commitment to managing this process on a long-term basis. You know, we've now completed that 1-month deadline that he had set to carry out the bulk of these reunions, and so the question is going to be, is he going to continue to exert the kind of oversight that has really pushed this process along?
And briefly, is the government saying, hey, we've met that court order, judge, you can be done now?
Not in quite those terms. They are saying that they are also committed to reuniting the parents in compliance with the judge's order. But they're also challenging the ACLU's attempt to stop deportations and arguing that, that is the government's right and its job to do. So, that's one thing we're all going to be watching for today.
Nick, thanks a lot for joining us again.
My pleasure. Anytime.
That was Nick Miroff, reporter for The Washington Post, who covers immigration enforcement and national security. With us to talk about the Trump administration's progress reuniting families a day after a court-imposed deadline.